Buckler Cawdorn stood in the open air with his party of Gauss and warriors. He pounded his paw on the great oak trunk in frustration.
Not a blinking trace of the young'uns anywhere.
Logalog Django put up his rapier.
No, the vermin. They've vanished. Gone. Disappeared.
Axel Stainclaw held up a huge digging claw.
You want me to should go back in there and search again, sir? Cousins may have missed something.
Buckler shook his head.
I can't see there's much point. What do you think, Django?
The shrewd chieftain affirmed his friend's view.
We rooted that place out from top to bottom. Sniffy couldn't find him. Anything he can't, then no beast can. Right, Sniff?
The tracker assented wearily.
Right, chief. Oh, they've been there. But the stink of vermin, burnt torches, and all those paw prints overrun by ours. No, sir. There's no use going through those caves and passages again. They fled the place for sure.
Buckler's quick mind was racing as Sniffy spoke. He formed a swift plan and gave out orders.
Then we search the woodlands for a half-day's march all around. Axtel, Django, take a group of Gaussum apiece. I'll lead the rest. Where's the best place to meet up again?
That old Mumsy Vole's place. We all know how to find it.
Buckler clapped the tracker's shoulder.
Good idea, Sniffy. Let's get on the move. The longer we hang about, the further away they'll get, right?
Zwilt the Shade paced the stream bank. His scouts had tracked the fugitives that far, but there the trail ended. The tall sable watched anxiously as two river rats came hurrying from different directions along the stream's edge. He pawed at his broadsword hilt.
Well?
The rats were of the same opinion.
No signs of them on the stream, Lord.
They could have gone either way, up or down.
Zwilt called across to another three on the opposite side.
Any traces over that way?
A stoat who had swum across waved his paws.
Lord, they never went this way.
Hearing a twig crack in the woodlands at his back, Zwilt turned, blade at the ready. The sable queen emerged from a sheltering beech trunk. Her eyes betrayed nothing, though her voice was heavy with contempt.
The great Commander Squilt can't even find some runaway babes, it seems.
Squilt moved as she came forward, not wanting Valair any closer to him.
I'll find them. 'Tis only a matter of time. You can return to Althea and await my arrival with the prisoners.
She replied almost casually.
When I left Althea, it was teeming with Gaussum warriors. Forget Althea. We can no longer return there. So, what are your plans now? Or are you ready for further orders from me?
Valair took a step forward, but Zwilt took a pace back. His long blade swished as it cut the air keenly.
Stand where you are. Come no further.
Danger crackled on the air like forked lightning. The Ravager army spaced themselves out, staying clear of any confrontation between their leaders. Valair chuckled humorlessly.
Ha 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 ha. Quite a time you've had, Svilt. I followed you, and what did I find along the way? My old friend Derva, a monster eel and one of your beasts, the big stoat lug, all dead. Very careless of you.